Hi, and welcome to the StoryCorps podcast. Today, a conversation from San Francisco. A woman named Diane tells his name. She's Lakota, but growing up, she never knew she was Native American. Diane was adopted as a baby, and at StoryCorps, she told her daughter, Bonnie Buchanan, about her childhood.
When did you first feel like you were different?
Probably elementary school. I had a younger sister, and I really didn't like doing the same things that she would do. She would do tea parties and play with dolls and things like that, and I was always outside looking at the clouds or the stars, and my sister was blonde, tall and thin like my mother, and I was round and brown. I remember going through the family albums looking for my face in the old photographs, and I didn't see me. And eventually, when I was 37 years old, I happened to see a picture of my mom in October of 1951. And it shocked me because I was born in November of 1951, and my mother was not pregnant. So that's when I knew that I was adopted.
How did you feel?
It was very satisfying to know that I wasn't crazy. I didn't blame them. I wasn't angry with them. In 1951, you just didn't talk about those things. So when I got my original birth certificate, it said on there my birth mother's name, and it said that she was born at the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation. So I went to South Dakota to receive my Indian name and get a crash course in how to be an Indian. After that, my husband and I told Indian Family Services we wanted to adopt a child from my tribe, a Lakota child. And finally, they faxed us a picture of a little Indian child. And she was drinking chocolate syrup out of a Hershey's bottle. And our son said, "That's her. That's the one we need to adopt." And it was you. I started doing research on your family. And when I started looking at your family tree, I saw one of my relatives on your paper. So we are cousins. I thought that was just, that was amazing.
I'm glad you're my baby.
No, I'm glad you adopted me.
I am too.
It's like our whole family was just planned out so that it would be best for all of us.
That's Diane Telz's name, with her daughter, Bonnie Buchanan, in San Francisco. See the photo of Bonnie that convinced Diane she was the one at StoryCorps.org. For the StoryCorps podcast, I'm Michael Garofalo. Thanks for listening.
All StoryCorps interviews are archived at the American Folklife Center at the Library of Congress, and you can hear StoryCorps each Friday on NPR's Morning Edition. Major support for StoryCorps comes from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and donations from listeners like you. Help keep us going. Donate now at StoryCorps.org.